Thanks for joining us for this call on British American Tobacco. My name is Ross Van Coller, and I cover the consumer staples stocks, which obviously includes British American Tobacco and Philip Morris. And we're going to dive right into it. I think the main story with regards to the tobacco market at the moment is threefold, really. We obviously all know cigarette smoking is becoming less and less prevalent in our society. The issue is it's declining at a faster rate than what was expected. A lot of those guys are moving over to what they call next generation products, being your vapes and your modern oral. And then that brings in another issue of the illicit market on these products, mainly on the vapes coming in from China. But we are seeing a huge surge in the modern oral segment, which I'll touch on in a moment. From a valuation point of view, we had a buy recommendation on BATS for quite a while, but in the last 12 months, it's seen quite a strong share price surge, up about 40% over the last 12 months, which has meant that it's reached our target price or our intrinsic value. So we've changed it to a hold recommendation. We actually did that back in February on our last report, but we still maintain that hold recommendation with about 1% to 2% downside at the moment. But they will be releasing their half-year results probably next month. They had a trading update last week, which was very very shallow, very surface-level stuff. But the only change was that the guidance from the beginning of the year of a 1% revenue growth has now gone to 1% to 2%, which may not sound like a lot, but for a company trading on a PE multiple of just under 10, that makes a difference. As far as the results go, these are a little bit old, but I'm going to jump over to the next slide just to give you a bit of perspective on what happened in 2024.